Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we are talking about dream catchers. You know, when I was young, the first time I ever seen one, I seen one on a cradle board. And, you know, it fascinated me, you know, just to see that, you know. And of course, you know, I knew it was, I had heard talk about the dream catchers before, and I never really got to see them. There wasn't many made at that point in time. And then when I seen it, you know, I had cared enough to ask some questions of some of my elders. And they said, well, you know, they said, those dream catchers they're making now, they said, they're not like the ones we saw when we were little. And they said they had wove the ring around 8 times, they said, and it was about the 8 legs of the spider. And then they said they had 7 rays going out from the middle of the hole, and those were intertwined, so they said there was only 7 of them. And they said that it had something to do with the 7 prophecies or something like that, and or the 7 fires. 7 fires prophecy. And you know, like right now, you know, we are in the 7th fire. It's happening right now. And then they said that, you know, back then, you know, way back then, when they did those, that they would have a feast and they'd get up and they'd talk about those prophecies, and then they talked about the spider or the dream catchers, and that we were to use them, you know, especially during the seventh generation or the 7th fire. And so, you know, here we are, and I've yet to see that. You know, I have never ever seen that happen yet. So I too, you know, I was just told that was by my elders. That was by 3 or 4 of them at the time. You know, they were all talking about it, and they were old then. You know, and they've gone home since then, and took the journey there. So, you know, I see us moving forward. You know, and they've always told me there's always help. Out every day, no matter what, you know, there's always help. All you have to do is ask. And so, you know, one of the things, you know, I always ask about is the dream catcher. I know that they make it different nowadays. They make it like with teardrops and things like that, you know, and they tell different stories about different tribes. You know, everybody got their own version of it or whatever, you know. But this was like coming from my elders, my old elders at the time. And I'm, you know, sometimes, you know, I feel fortunate that I asked the questions that I asked when I was there at the time. You know, there was many things that were happening. You know, one thing was that there was only a handful of us young boys that were singing at the time. You know. No matter which way I went, there was only a handful of us. Now they're everywhere. But the thing about then and now, you know, is that I was lucky enough that our elders were waiting for us younger ones to come forward, to, you know, and listen to them. And that was one thing, you know, that I was glad I had done, you know. The way the drum kind of made me feel that way, that I had to learn. I had to learn that way, you know, and not look back. And I never did, you know. I just kept learning, you know, things that they'd say to me, you know. And it seemed like every family had something that they had to offer and give, you know. And at the time, you know, I wanted to learn about the dream catcher and how people, why people put it on, you know, the cradle boards. They usually didn't hang them, you know, by the windows or anything like that, or over their beds like they do now. They hung them on the cradle boards. And those are for the children at the time, you know. So they would grow up straight and strong and with their minds and through their dreams, you know, and cultivate those dreams. Because at a certain point in time of their life, you know, they're going to have these significant dreams. And of course, you know, that's what they were kind of like doing. They were like grooming us as spiritual beings as well as physical in this world, and giving us the tools, you know, to go through this life. And so that was very interesting to me, you know, because these are kind of like things that weren't ever taught in schools or anything like that, you know. I didn't read them in any books or anything like that. The information was passed on orally, and that was just the way it was. They said that. You know, I said, well, how come we don't write this down, you know? And they the Creator gave you a memory. You don't think He gave it to you for nothing. Now remember, a lot of times, you know, when I'd elders would get up and they said, we're only going to show you this once, you know, holy cow, you know, it was like, come on, everybody, let's learn this, you know. You know, it was, they weren't joking, you know. So it was like, pay attention. But nowadays there's so many distractions, you know. It's, everything is so vague compared to, you know, 40 years ago when I first started going the way, you know. And a lot of those elders have took the journey home and taken a great wealth of information with them. You know, and we only have so much time to learn. So when an elder gets out there and says, you know, pay attention, we're going to show you this once, you know, learn it, please. Anyway, we come to the end of this show, and I'd like to thank you once again for tuning in and listening. You know, so, aha, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.